Visiting today with Dr. Rosalind Biggs, College of Veterinary Medicine at OSU. And I tell you what, Oklahoma Youth Expo is coming up. We're going to be checking in calves, and this is always a process.
Absolutely. Anytime we're getting ready for these big shows, don't wait till the last minute, right? We need to make sure that anytime, any livestock we're bringing, that we're prepared to arrive.
And as a livestock inspector, kind of give us the checklist of what people should be doing.
Absolutely. First of all, again, we need to be thinking about this well before we're on the road, right? So you're going to need a certificate of veterinary inspection. And so you need to make sure you make that appointment and give your veterinarian enough time to get that done. It's one of those things that your veterinarian's required to inspect your animal or have a relationship where they're regularly on the farm. In order for me to be able to legally write that document, I have to do that. So we also, if you want to be prepared for that visit, the best option is to have a list of identification, in particular ear tags usually is how we're identifying them, right? I have a list of those tags, have the numbers ready. We can buzz through, verify numbers that's who we're seeing. And so on that certificate of veterinary inspection, it's commonly going to be called, I got to have my health certificate, right? That we've got all of the ID we need to make sure our check-in process goes smooth. So once we arrive at the show, we need to make sure that what I'm looking for when it comes through the gate is this. I want to have the documents readily accessible, right? Having an extra copy. One thing we often see, particularly amongst 4-H groups or FFA chapters, is we had a health certificate that wrote everybody at the Ag Barn on one list, right? So don't be afraid to make some copies of those and put them in every vehicle or the hands of every family that could be moving on those documents, so that when you get to the gate, I can take a look at those, take a look at that health certificate. I'm going to take a look, step back, take a look in the trailer, make sure that I can verify ID if necessary. One thing that gets a little tricky for us occasionally is, you know, ear notches on those hogs. Make sure those are in good shape and clear and clean, so that we can double check that ID if necessary to back up in the event they lose a tag. Those kind of things. Obviously, one thing we used to see really regularly when I worked for the USDA is the need for a scrapie tag, which is a sheep and goat identification tag. Do not wait until the last minute to get those tags in the ears before you go to the show, because trying to get those ordered, they're not readily retrievable within 24 hours. So we got to have those tags well in advance and placed in those ears. And so my goal is to get you through the gate as quickly as possible. I understand, you know, everybody's gathered up, everybody's excited to be at Oklahoma Youth Expo, and we should be excited. Sure. It's a tremendous event, but we want to make sure too, this is a step in biosecurity, and make sure that we're bringing healthy animals to the show and that we are, you know, not going to spread disease once we get there.
Because some people don't understand, when you turn them away, it's not a personal reason. It's for the biosecurity of all animals, because you have an outbreak there, you shut down the show.
Absolutely. It's important to recognize with OIE, we have youth showing from all 77 counties, right? So if we were to have an outbreak of something, it can go across the counties in Oklahoma really quickly. But it's also, we have lots of visitors from out of state that come help fit and prepare animals, family and friends that are coming. And so we want to make sure that we have a good, productive show. It's important to recognize, too, that if we were to have a disease outbreak, that potentially could shut down the show depending upon the disease, and that's not what we want. We've got a lot of time, we got a lot of investment, both financially as well as, you know, personal investment in these animals, and we want to see these youth be successful and have the greatest show that we can at OIE.
Number one reason people get turned away:
not having the documents and not verifying that the identification that's listed is accurate on the matches the ear tags when we go to do it. The most of the time when we have people that don't have documents, you know, I would encourage you, if you've been to OIE for years, take a little extra care of those families that maybe it's their first time, sure. because that's something that's easily overlooked. Most of the time, they're first timers, or it's the kid in the chapter that the only reason they're getting to the show is because the ag teacher brings them, or another family brings them, or you know a 4-H club leader puts them on the trailer and comes, and sometimes those things. So put a little extra care in making sure that those first-timers at OYE are ready to go. And from there, we hope everybody has a really good show.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Casey.